It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. For 4 years running, NPR has invited college students from across America to explore the podcast medium, telling stories that matter to them through sound. One of the students who decided to enter this year's competition is Kaylee Bawkins, a senior at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. Her piece is called Relief of Getting a Goodbye. It explores some of her family dynamics and how they relate to ideas like intuition, grief, and acceptance. From hundreds of entries, hers was selected for the top 10. We're going to listen to an extended excerpt from the piece, Relief of Getting a Goodbye. This lasts a little less than 4 minutes.
The day that my mom was taken to jail, the morning started out rough. I was 16, taking my sophomore year classes again after dropping out of high school last November.
It was October now, a week before Halloween, a month before I turned 17. We had just moved to Texas from Missouri. Earlier that year, we had lost our home together, and we were forced to pack what we could into my mom's silver Volkswagen to drive 12 hours to Beaumont, Texas. It was not the first move or the biggest move, but it was going to be the last move that me, my mom, and my brother would all make together as a family. I was mad. Not only that I had to share a room with my 11-year-old aunt while my mother and brother had to share a bed, but also to be forced to go to a Catholic school when I had been raised non-religious my whole life. I was 16. In my second sophomore year of high school. What wasn't there to be mad about? The previous year, my mom had stopped driving me to school. The previous year, my mom had stopped taking me to do anything. But a few months into the new school year, there was almost potential for things to start looking up. My mom had found and lost a few jobs at this point in October. This week, she had received a promising start at a mellow mushroom. There had been some talk of being able to stay in Beaumont when my grandparents decided that they were going to move to Corpus Christi by the end of the year. We could find a house and have our lives go back to normal. Stay with my new friends, the new school that seemed to finally put me first. There was a promise of hope to keep us as a family. This morning, I was just like any 16-year-old on a 7 a.m. drive to a day in high school. A private high school, in my case. I was pissed to be there. I was pissed to be existing, and my mother and her way overdue rental car was not making me feel any better. A month before, I had received a text that my mom had crashed her car. The Volkswagen that we couldn't fit even half of all three of our lives in was totaled. Hence the rental car, which at this point I knew was about a month overdue. But who was I to say anything about it? I was 16. Forcing my mom and my brother to listen to my angsty playlist so they wouldn't talk to me, I said nothing on the 10-minute drive. Since I knew that if I did, I would probably be told that I was being a brat, which I definitely was. I was already late to school, so when the car finally pulled up, I jumped out, snatched my backpack, and I had my hand on the door ready to slam it shut when I was suddenly interrupted with a thought. Remind your mom that you love her. You never know what could happen. You never know if this is the last time you may see her. Tell her that you love her. You never know what could happen. I probably rolled my eyes at the thought, but still managed to spit it out from the heart. Bye, Mom. Thank you. I love you. There had probably been a billion days which I had forgot to thank her and tell her that I love her, but that was not one of those days. School was business as usual. I went to my classroom, had fun at lunch, and at the end of the day hung around the Black Box Theater with the thespians while they prepared for a show that mixed together a bunch of Edgar Allan plays. I knew she was late, but I didn't care much. It was when I got the message that suddenly the thespians and the workshop noises went quiet. The police are arresting me. They're taking me to Orange County and then somewhere up in Illinois. I love you. I'll call you from somewhere.
The piece continues from there. You can listen to the entire thing on our website. We'll have a link to it, 21stshow.org. Kaylee Bawkins joins us now. Welcome to the 21st Show. Congratulations on the piece. Congratulations on making the top 10.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Also with us today is Kaylee's mentor and the teacher who encouraged her to submit her piece to the NPR Podcast Challenge. Tom Atwood is an instructor of broadcast journalism at SIUE. Tom, thanks for being with us as well.
Brian, glad to be here.
Kaylee, what inspired you to share this particular story?
Yeah, it was the final project for Tom Atwood's class. We had known about it the entire time for the advanced audio production class. And I had planned to go with a completely different topic at the beginning of the project. But then Tom comes into class. He says, okay, guys, let's pretend you didn't turn in the ideas that you were going to go with. And he gave out a piece of paper. And on the paper, one of the suggestions was, what is the hardest thing that you've had to go through? And my mom's arrest has been something that was very difficult for me. Like I said in the podcast, it was not the first time that it had happened, but it was the one that changed the most in my life. And while I was talking about it to some classmates and to Tom himself, I realized that what people really resonated with was the idea of finally getting to say a goodbye that they didn't know that they were getting, if that makes sense. So I guess just knowing that people had a similar experience, that was the inspiration behind going with this particular story.
Tom Atwood, talk about that, pushing your students into a more personal direction.
Well, at the beginning of the semester, I told that audio class that what I really want them to do more than anything is to create projects with meaning, you know, not just learn the technical aspects of audio production, which can be kind of nuts and bolts, but to do things that they would be proud of, want to, you know, show their friends, have their friends listen to. And Kaylee did that. Her first idea was not that great, I admit, but she wasn't alone. So we took a day to sort of take a brainstorming session. And that's when she came up with this idea, which grabbed me right off the bat when she said, you know, I'm going to do a podcast about the day my mom went to prison. Right there, you know, you want to hear that podcast.
Kaylee, talk about your reporting process, especially for something so personal and I would imagine difficult for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the day that, that class period, I left that class feeling very inspired. I remember sitting down in the quad and just writing the first draft to the script, essentially, all the while asking my mom if this is something that she would be comfortable with me talking about. Originally, we had definitely discussed me interviewing her and talking to her about the entire situation, but I quickly realized that that would be a bit too difficult for me personally. So I kind of stuck to my own thing and focused it on the voice. And I had been pretty familiar with Adobe Audition, which is the program I ended up using for this class, for this podcast. And I used a Zoom recorder for most of it, but I think one of the funniest parts is that halfway through one of the many iterations of this podcast, I realized that I could re-record a lot of the stuff on my laptop, so that made the process so much easier at the end of the day. But the editing and the writing and just figuring out all of the background natural sound and little sound bites, that was the most fun for all of it. It was a lot of fun to see what worked. And like what Tom said, my partner and my best friend, they heard so many different snippets of the podcast before it was finished, because I would finish a section and I would just be so proud of it that I would have to play it over and over again for them just to get that kind of support that I needed. But the editing process and everything, it was a lot more fun than I could have expected a final project in a college class could ever be.
Tom Atwood, you yourself. Well, Tom Atwood, I was going to ask you, because you're a documentary producer yourself. I'm sure you've listened to hundreds of student pieces over the years. What is it that you heard in this piece that you think might have stood out to the editors or judges or however they're described it at NPR?
Well, my guess is that they were impressed with her use of natural sound and the editing. I'm sure that was all really good and could be one reason. But I think, you know, she took an interesting story to the next level because she talks about this moment of intuition that she had, or almost a premonition about her mom and the need to tell her she loves her. And that's something that we can all relate to, you know, maybe not mom going to jail, but, you know, telling somebody something that you need to tell them. A lot of us don't do it. You know, she decided to do it. And, you know, it made me think after listening to her podcast. And I think that people can relate to it beyond just an interesting story, but there is a message there that we can all, you know, relate to.
Kaylee, later in the piece, which again is about twice as long as what we heard, you have another moment like this where you feel that intuition. Can you tell us about that? What does that feel like to you? What makes you realize in this moment that you have to tell these loved ones how you feel about them?
I think so. The most difficult part of most of this process was honestly figuring out how to describe what that feeling is, because it's less of a thought. It's just kind of like an instinct that you feel. Tom helped me with like an itch, sort of an itch that you needed to scratch that just shows up randomly. It's a very hard feeling to describe because, you know, you only feel it in one moment and then that moment's gone and you don't realize that it happened in the moment until after everything happens and you're like, I can't believe I got the chance to think that. Like, I can't understand. I don't know where that came from. I don't know what it was. It's a really weird emotion or whatever to describe, intuition to describe, because I just don't think about it in the moment at all. It's hard to think about, really.
Yeah. You know, and beyond the word she used, she also used this moment of silence, you know, a couple of times early after she told her mom, I love you, that podcast goes silent for a couple of seconds. Same thing when her mom tells her, you know, they're taking me to prison. And there's a moment of silence. And I think sometimes, you know, it is hard to describe emotions or moments like that. But Kaylee used not just sound, but no sound in that podcast, which is gets people's attention. And I just think it was really remarkable.
Yeah. I've heard Ira Glass describe that, you know, a moment of silence in a story like that is like turning on a spotlight on a darkened stage.
Well, and we listened to Ira Glass, you know, podcast in preparation for this.
Yeah, he's one of the masters. Kaylee, we only have a couple of minutes left, you know, talking to you today, listening to your piece. I get the sense there's more for you to explore here. And, you know, I know you don't want to get into the details of what happened with your mom. I respect that. But I do wonder if you think this is a topic you might return to through journalism in particular.
I would love to. I think one of the things that I missed out on in this podcast is talking to more people, because anytime I brought up this idea of what I was doing with my podcast to anybody, I would always receive a response of, I have gone through the same thing. I really resonate with this idea. And I would love to come back to this on a wider scale and talk to more people about their experiences, talk about anything regarding that itch that we all get, whether it's like a loss or just not seeing somebody for some time. It would definitely be something that I have thought about returning to for sure.
Kaylee Bawkins is a senior at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. One of her instructors is Tom Atwood, who teaches broadcast journalism at SIUE. Kaylee and Tom, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Again, the piece is called Relief of Getting a Goodbye. It was one of the top 10 finalists in this year's iteration of the NPR College Podcast Challenge. We'll have a link to the piece. You can listen to the full thing at our website, 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. That's all the time for us today and for this week. Coming up on Monday, you probably know by now, the Congress has voted to claw back $1 billion, more than $1 billion in funding for public media in America. That is going to affect PBS and NPR. and local stations like the one you are hearing us on right now. We're going to be talking about that with some Illinois public radio leaders, as well as some national voices on this issue. That's coming up Monday. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about what's happened? How are you thinking about the future of public broadcasting in America? Talk at 21stshow.org is our email address. Talk at 21stshow.org. We will talk to you again on Monday. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.